Attorney General Dale Marshall has been telling Parliament of some of the challenges that have influenced the latest adjustments to this country's COVID-19 protocols. He was speaking on a resolution extending the public health emergency until September 27th, while at the same time promising new directives that are coming today.
There was a recent experience at the airport with a gentleman who came in only 2 days ago, tested negative, and was, of course, because he was coming in from a high-risk jurisdiction, he refused to leave the airport. And then he refused to go to a place of quarantine. He said he has a house in Barbados. He's going to his house. He's going to his house. He's going to his house. So the police had to be called in. First, to try to defuse the situation. And secondly, to try to get him to comply with our rules. I'm sure you're hearing stories every day about people who are supposed to be in quarantine and having friends over. And then there's people who are supposed to be in quarantine, and you're hearing that they were at a karaoke someplace or another. They won't call me places. So, you know, even with all that we have done, we are still encountering new scenarios on a day-to-day basis. So our new directives are going to try to address those issues. So our new directives will say that when you are in quarantine, you can't leave. You can't leave to go and visit your godchild. You can't leave from the church. You can't go to your funeral. You can't go to a fete. You are in quarantine. When you get that next negative test is when you are allowed to go on your way. And under the regime as it exists, you can't leave and go to your house simply because we understand.
The Attorney General added,
this is not about inconveniencing people. This is about safeguarding the lives of Barbadians. Now, who would resist those efforts? I hope, as I know we all do, that over time, instead of a tightening, we'll find a way of relaxing. We've certainly tried wherever possible. We've tightened when we had to, and we've relaxed when we had to. But we understand because of the fact that some people who are testing negative at the outset may be negative then, but they may be positive in 5 to 7 days. Now, we've determined that if you are from a high-risk area, and you know those places, the United States, right? Yep. We're going to treat you as a high-risk individual. Yep. We want you to come. We want you to come home. We want you to come to Barbados for the welcome stamp. You may have a business here. You may want to come and see if the sheep growing. Whatever it is. We didn't close our borders. We just restricted your entry. And now we're saying, yes, Barbados is still open for business. But there's the proviso. And that proviso is that you must follow our protocols to safeguard the rest of the society. Whether you are a Bajan or whether you are a foreigner, as long as you are coming into our ports, you have to follow our protocol.
And there was also this note of uncertainty from the AG.
I don't presume to be the authority, but left to me as Attorney General, I would want to come back to this chamber in September and say, maybe it might not be required. But based on what we know, sir, we're going to have to be at this for a little while. I'm not going to prejudge anything, but the truth is the end of September is just 2 months away. And unless Harry Potter waves his wand and finds a vaccination, we can be at this for a long time.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.